Heroes serve heroes. Heroes stand together side by side. Hand in hand we rise. Stronger under blue skies.
You're listening to Tiger Talk. Heroes serve heroes. Thank you for your service.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 7 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Chase Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Janet, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Ratsy, and I'm a 4th grader.
My name is Witten, and I am also in the 4th grade.
Today we are interviewing Lieutenant Colonel Harvey McCone. Mr. McCone is a United States Army veteran and is the chaplain at the Arkansas Veterans Home.
Welcome to Tiger Talk. Please tell us about the chaplain program.
Well, thank you for having me today. I'm actually one of your neighbors. I live right down here on Chapman Avenue. One of my grandsons went here to pre-K, and so I'm pretty familiar with your school. And I go to Cross Church right across the street, so I'm your neighbor. So one of the things I do as a chaplain, I have 60 veterans in the Veterans Home here in Fayetteville, and I'm the only chaplain. So think about that. If you only had one teacher here for 60 students, you'd kind of feel a little overwhelmed, wouldn't you? I'm always praying for more helpers to come along, and things like this help me with my ministry to get the word out and say, hey, yeah, there's something where we need a little more volunteer work and things like that. So, but I'm there at, you know, with the helping those 60 residents, we call them. They're not patients. They are actually patients, but we call them residents and their families. So I'm a non-denominational pastor in a way. So that's what I do there.
Wow, that sounds so wonderful.
How does the chaplain program help veterans?
One of the things I learned right off the beginning of becoming a chaplain, and I just really became a chaplain late in life. I'm 78 years old, and I'm the average age of the men and women there in the building. So think about that. Your grandparents or your great-grandparents would be people, you know, like me. What I do to help them is I make a connection, and I have a little slogan that says connection with compassion. Y'all know the word compassion, you know, just a touch, a feel, feeling, you know, real deep feelings of care and love and for these veterans, because I'm one of them. So I make a connection, Army, prior service, retired. I find out, oh, yeah, I lived in that area. Oh, yeah, I played basketball in high school. Yeah, so, you know, just anything to make that connection, especially with the family members, you know, letting them know with my card that they can call me and say, can you go check on my family member? So just think if your family member was sick and you were all over here in school and you couldn't go, you know, there's a resource there for you in the form of a chaplain to help with the any situation that comes up. And chaplains are like in many things. I don't know if y'all realize this, but they're over here at Tyson Foods. They're in athletic teams have a chaplain. The military has the chaplains. You know, churches have people that go out and visit in churches. So, you know, it's pretty common. And you'll see that quite often. Are y'all familiar with the word chaplain? Yeah,
so. No, we don't know what a chaplain is.
Well, I like to say it's a person's pastor for the moment. I'm not a pastor that's going to be with them forever. But like in a hospital, for example, a patient's going to have surgery and a chaplain comes by and the family wants a prayer before the surgery. And you probably had people in your family that had surgery. You may not have known it, but a chaplain would have the role in a hospital of praying with the family and the patient. It's sort of a pastor for that moment, or a priest if you're Catholic. It's a non-denominational. It's not a certain. I'm not trying to persuade anybody anyway, but you know, a chaplain has to be open to all religions and faith, or people of no faith. That's what chaplains do. They're there to help come alongside people.
That sounds very helpful.
Thank you for telling us about the word chaplain.
How can veterans get in contact with you?
Well, I give them my card, the families, and, you know, of course, I'm there with these veterans. A lot of them are there for years, not days or hours. You know, in a hospital, you see a patient, you may give them the family your card and say, call me, but then they go home that day or the next day. Or, you know, so they don't, but now I'm with people for weeks, years, months, you know, ongoing. So I have long-term relationships. So that's how they get a hold of me there. And then other times, you know, I just mainly make sure that the family has my contact information. So if they need a little help with their resident, they can call me and get me to stop by and visit with them.
Okay, well, add your contact information to our show notes.
What inspired you to help veterans?
Well, it was interesting because I had first come out of college with an engineering degree and got commissioned in the Army as an officer. But I went into the Army Reserve, so I was working in the Army for the next 30 years and also working in civilian. So what I'm saying is I had a dual status. I wasn't really a chaplain then, and then I became, in midlife, I actually got called, the Lord called me to be a missionary, and I went overseas for 3 years as a missionary. And then now later, the last phase of my work and life at 78, I've been called to be a chaplain. So that's kind of how I got into it. And it's not really a job. I'm a volunteer. I don't get paid, but it's a calling. Y'all know the word calling is what your teachers are. They're called to be teachers. A lot of them would say, I've always known I was going to be a teacher, or my parents were teachers, or my grandparents. It's a lot like being a teacher. You know, it's a resource. But it's deeper, you know, it's a little deeper than just a job.
That is very kind of you.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the chaplain program?
Well, I do give away free Bibles. That's part of my ministry. And the project you're working on here with your walk for your here on your campus is something that can be done very well to help these older men and women just have a touch with young people. You know, a lot of them don't have families, and you would. We get a lot of letters and notes, you know, like if, say, Memorial Day's coming up, and y'all could help us with notes to the veterans. You don't say Happy Memorial Day because that's the day we honor the ones that have died. But we'd say thank you for your service, you know, in Memorial Day. But things like that, we help out, and, you know, everybody can be involved to help veterans. So I'm just kind of an ambassador in, you know, helping to connect people with these men and women down there and to help them any way we can with meals or companionship or even a donation, financial donation.
We have a project called the Cupid Project.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
People from all over the state come and they make cards so that they can send them out to veteran homes, nursing homes, police stations, mm-hmm. firefighter stations, like all of those places so that people don't feel lonely on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, that would be very helpful. We get those from different schools, and I'd love to have your school do that. And you mentioned firefighters and law enforcement. I'm also a chaplain certified by the Arkansas Baptist Relief, the Arkansas Baptist State Convention, where we go in after tornadoes and floods and help people, help the first responders. So, you know, your chaplains are a big part of law enforcement and firefighting here, you know, in any city, but especially here, they're very strong.
Thank you for serving veterans.
Yeah, just thank you for inviting me. We say it's an honor to help veterans, you know, and have any of y'all had veterans in your family that you know about? So don't take it for granted. Just say, go up to your granddad or your great-granddad or your dad or whoever's, you know, the veteran and say, sometimes that thank you for your service becomes a cliche, but, you know, just say, we really appreciate you serving our country. Just, you know, something real personal. It makes a difference. And, you know, so I'm looking for young people all the time or, you know, anybody to come along and help, come alongside, we say, and be a brother or sister to even an older person. Because, they've got grandkids, but they may live out of state, you know, and they can't see them. So it'd be a good opportunity to partner with that veterans home going forward.
Okay, we can do that.
Thank you for the strength you share. Heroes stand together, roaring loud for you.
Now it is time for our hero trivia. Today's trivia question is, how long does it take to become an Army chaplain?
My guess is 2 years.
My guess is 3 years.
My guess is 8 months.
My guess is 5 years.
We will find out the answer at the end of the episode.
About 7 years ago, our EASE program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know how to spread positivity, Lieutenant Colonel McCone?
Well, in my chaplain's role in the veterans home, I thought about that question because what I'm trying to give these men and women there is positive attitudes. You know, not so much because they're sick. physically, or that don't have family there, or they're mentally impaired. We have a memory unit. We also have hospice, which is end of life for people that are, they know they're terminally ill. They're looking for something positive, and you know, so I'd say that's a big part of what I try to bring in my connection, quote unquote, is bring a positive something to that person, whether they're unconscious and can't even talk to me. I'm there praying silently and with them, and if they can talk and they like to watch something on television, I make sure that we can watch a program together. Like, for example, I'm working with one man on Finding Your Roots, the genealogy program. So, and he's 94 years old. So, you know, where he's very interested in his roots all the way back to in the 1800s. So just try to find some connection, again, connection with compassion, and make that a positive experience.
That would definitely make someone's day. Now it is time to find out the answer to our trivia question. Today's trivia question is, how long does it take to become an Army chaplain?
Well, I think all the answers you all gave are all correct. That sounds like a kind of a cop-out, doesn't it? But it is because, technically, I wasn't an Army chaplain. I was an engineer. And then when I, retired, I became a chaplain in a different way. I had to just do a two-year program part-time. But if a person comes right out of college, they have to have a bachelor's degree, usually in theology, and then a master's, and they go to seminary, which is another 2 years. So, it's quite an investment in education for the formal process. And then they have to go train in the Army, I think, for like 12 weeks. I think someone looked that up, and that was good. So, in my case, I just had to do what they call clinical pastoral education. And it's like a nurse. Anybody got nurses in your family or doctors, nurses? They have to do, and teachers have to do practice teaching. So I had to go do my clinicals in a hospital while I was studying, just like you all are, at night to become a chaplain in the classroom. So I had to have 1,600 hours between classes and doing my work with the veterans and the patients. That was about 2 years, and I'm now a chaplain in in these first veterans home and in the disaster relief. So it's various ways to work and volunteer in that field.
Okay. Wow, that's really a lot. Thank you for serving veterans and for joining us today.
Thank you very much. And I do have these coins for you all. These coins are, like I said, the military is big on giving challenge coins. So like a general will come down, and maybe you're an enlisted person or a junior officer, and you did a good job or something like, and all those ones that went in to rescue that pilot, you may have heard that story. They received medals and honors, for their heroism and their bravery, because they risked their life to go save a veteran. And, there's an ethos. The word ethos is like a motto or a mission. In the military, you don't leave anybody behind. You don't leave anybody. So they had to go back. They invested all time and money and materials and airplanes and risk other lives to go get that one airman, and they got him. So it's quite a story. They're going to get recognized. They'll get more than a coin. They'll get a medal for their. But, the concept is the same.
Thank you for telling us about your veteran organization. Thank you for your service. Tiger, talk to you later. Roar.